You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Wali Nuri was working as an interpreter for the British Army in Afghanistan in 2009 when he stepped on an explosive device. The blast left him completely blind at the age of 20. Growing up, he was running in the mountains of Kabul, and Wally thought he'd never be able to run again. However, moving to the UK has very much changed his life, and Wally joins us now to talk about his sight loss journey. Wally, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Wally, if we can start with at the beginning when you were told you've lost your sight, how did that feel?
It was hard and tough moment for me. When I woke up from a coma, I was told that you were blind. I had lots of worries that what would happen to me after this in my life. When I was sighted, I loved running. I thought, how would I run now? How would I run now with my blindness? So, and my another worry, and in Afghanistan, people find it difficult to get married. I said, oh, how would I get married? I would stay single forever. That's another headache. I mean, who will support me? Who will help me in most of my life situation? Fortunately, I got married. I have three children now. I mean, I don't just run. I run for competitions. I mean, I achieved it. It means everything is possible, but it needs willpower, you know?
So how was it when you got married? How did that feel to you?
I felt very happy when I got married in 2012 in Afghanistan. And it was arranged marriage. When my wife saw me for the first time, when we met each other in a wedding hall, I mean, for the first time, you know, that was I mean, very happy. We were both very happy. And so before we met each other, I told her, look, my wife's name is Majgan. I told Majgan, I know, you know that I am blind. She said, yes, I know you're blind. I will help you. I will support you. I'll be with you in every single step of your life. Then I started it from there.
How important was your wife's support in your sight loss journey?
In 2019, I did a London Marathon. Before I do it, before I go to the competition, and I was just putting on my uniform in my house, and my wife told me, Wally, you have a big event today. If you fail to finish it, please don't come back home. Stay somewhere else, come next day. She said, you have done a lot of training. You should finish it and keep it up, keep forward, do it, you can do it. I mean, so when I started London Marathon on the day, and just this word, my wife's words, gave me more energy to do it, to finish it.
Let's talk about your running then now. You know, how did you rediscover running after your sight loss?
When I was relocated to the UK in 2016 with my wife and with my one child, Kalsum Nuri, she's now 10, and I have three now. So I didn't know that a blind person would be able to run. And you know that I loved running when I was sighted. I would just keep thinking, how do I get my running skill? And I started it with the gym. I went to the gym with my brother to do some weightlifting, fitness kind of like that. And one day I told the gym manager, can I run on the treadmill? He said, of course you can, but try, don't fall over. I said, I won't. I did kind of more than 10K, about almost 15K running on the treadmill for the first time. That was not very fast, but that was normal. Good, that was normal pace 10 kilometers for an hour on for the first time, for the first day. When I finished it, when I stopped the treadmill, so, and the same guy who told me you can run on the treadmill, he said, you're a good runner. Have you run before? I said to him, yes. When I was sighted, I was running in the mountain, in altitude areas. He said to me, why don't you run marathon? Why don't you run distance running? Then from there, I found out. I told him, how do I run? He said, you can run with the guide. Oh, that was another new thing to me. How? And he said, you both will have a feather, like a strap. You hold on to that one, and you run with your guide. there are special places that you can run on the road, on the track, everywhere like that. Then I searched, I Googled, so how do I run with the guide? I mean, I found contact number. So for the first time, I found one of my guides called Gareth Gilley. So when I met him for the first time, I told him I want to do the London Marathon. He said, we have only 2 months to go for marathon. We won't have a place. We don't have a gap there at the moment. Let's do it for next year. And he said, you need more training for that. I said, I don't need training. I'm already, I can do it. He said, how? I said, I believe myself. And he was laughing, you know. And I contacted British Blind Sport. I contacted them. Can you help me? Can you find me a place in London? They said, can you raise £2,000? I said, I can raise more than that. We agreed. I raised more than £2,000, and they gave me place in London. I trained for 2 months, and I did it in London. When I finished it, to be honest, look, I was fully fit to go for another one. I didn't get any blisters in my feet. I loved it. I enjoyed it, cheering, everything like that. That was an amazing moment for me. Then I started it from there. I said, I can do it. It's my start. It's my beginning.
Sounds like you've achieved some great things. And actually, you have written a book based on your story. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah. My book called Wally Nuri Running Blind. This book is coming out on the 12th of September. On the 12th of September, like 15 years ago, on this day, I lost my sight forever. And this day, my world changed. In this book, people can see everything. In this book is my childhood, my achievement, my running, my sport, my job with British Forces. Literally, in this book, it's like a college for young generation, how to achieve things, how to cope with the problem, how to overcome adversity, how to go forward, how to move on to the next steps, you know?
Wally, you are certainly an inspiration. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.